Okay, good evening. I'd like to discuss, as requested, the topic of a woman's obligation in daily prayer. That's why we called it that. In order to discuss that, of course, we have to take a step backwards and realize, why does anyone have to pray? Is there, in fact, an obligation? One could argue, as some do argue, that there is no obligation to pray. In the event that someone would like God to answer them, you're going to have to ask first. But in the event that there's nothing you really need now, thank you very much. So if that would be the case, in fact, perhaps you don't have to pray. So the fact that prayer would be a daily obligation for anybody is already something that was worth learning. So we start with the Gemara in Tainus, which does not have any easily available English translation, which says as follows. Tanya, it says in the Braisa, La'avo es Hashem Elokeichem avdo b'chol v'vavchem. We read this in the Shema. It says that you are supposed to love God and to of the, well, how do we translate it to be obeyed?
Serve.
To serve, right? You should serve God with all your heart. Ezehu avoda shehi b'lev. What type of service is done through the heart? Havi omer zeh tefillah. That is prayer. Prayer is service of the heart. V'ksiv basrei v'nasati matar zechem b'itol yireh malkosh. And in the event you do that, what's the rest of the pasuk? What's actually the next pasuk? And I will give to you rain in its time. So the idea being that we have an obligation, it sounds like, to pray. And if you pray, you will be answered. The Gemara in Brachas tells us, Kriya Shema Ubirchas Hamazon De Oraisa, that the fact that somebody has to say Shema every day, that is a biblical obligation. And so is to bench after you eat. However, tefillah derabbanan, the obligation to pray is only rabbinic. That's translated. The Rambam explains as follows, and this is important. The Rambam starts off his halachas of tefillah, the laws of prayer, with a little bit of a historic background, how prayer developed. So I will read it in Hebrew, but you have it here in English, if you'd like to read it then. Mitzvahs aseh l'espal b'chol yom. So the Rambam does not accept the idea that prayer is just something that you have a right to do if you need something, but rather there is an obligation to pray. But this obligation to pray is once a day, every day. Shenemar, as it says, Va'avatim es Hashem Elokeichem. You have to serve God. Mipi Hashmuel amadnu she'avoda zu hi tefillah. And we learned through the Gemara that what type of service are we talking about? That is prayer. Now the idea that you have to pray to God, that is something that is an obligation. However, the amount of times that we pray, as in Shachris, Mincha, Marav, that's not from the Torah. So according to the Torah, you have to pray every day. But you can pray any prayer you would like, and you could pray, in fact, this is men and women alike, at any time you would like. If you get up in the morning and say, Lord, help me get through this day, according to the Rambam, you have completed the biblical obligation of prayer, more or less. That we'll discuss why you need a little more than that. But in fact, any tefillah whatsoever, I hope I can find a parking spot, I hope the kid's bus comes on time. Any request of God that's made during the day counts as tefillah. That's all you need to do. That's it. And it can be at any point of the day. Like, oh Lord, can you please get them to get to bed now? That's also a tefillah da'arkim, a mitzvah da'arais of a prayer to God. Now, because of that, the Rambam says, l'fichach, this is where women come in, nashim v'avadim chayavim b'tefillah. Women, everybody, in fact, has to pray. Why is that? Well, women are chayiv and whatever men are chayiv, with the exception of time-bound positive commandments. Is this positive?
No.
Yes.
Well, time-bound.
It is positive. I got you on that one, Marsha. Right? But Marsha is correct that it is not time-bound, since according to the Torah, a person has to daven at any point in the day. That's the ultimate non-time-bound requirement. And therefore, In fact, the women are required to daven according to the Rambam. Now, of course, this requirement is only the Lord help me get through this day type of tefillah. Even if a person walks in and says, oh boy, I hope the bakery has my favorite donuts today, right? That would be a kiyum of the mitzvah saseh doraisa of tefillah. So therefore he says, Ela chiyum mitzvah zu kachu, sheyehe adam mischane mispalo b'chol yom. That every day you have to pray. But it's a specific way to do it. Magid shifcho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First you have to praise God. V'achar kach shol el tzrachav. Then make a request. Shehu tzarech lahem. B'vakasho b'techina. V'achar kach nosen shevach v'odoyer HaShem alotova. It's a really, and the tefillah has to have a three steps to it. That's why I said it's almost that way. In fact, this is how Shemona Esrei works. The first three brachas in the Shemona Esrei are shevach. We praised God. Then the middle blessings are all requests. And then the end is hodah, thank you, modim. We say thank you in the last three brachas. So again, if somebody does that, according to the Rambam, you're mekayem the mitzvah seder il raisa. All you have to do is praise God, right? Put in a request and then be thankful for that. That's all you need to know. So according to the Rambam, we learn two things. One is that according to the Torah, you only have to put in one request a day, one tefillah a day, any time of the day. And that, of course, applies to women as much as men because it's not a mitzvah saseh shezman grema. It is positive, but it is not time-bound. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says, "Kol ina tefillah eino chova klal." He says there is no mitzvah whatsoever to pray. That's not a mitzvah. It's a right. It's a favor. God, you need something. If you request it, it will be answered. So what does it mean that we should worship the Lord with all of our heart? Didn't we say that that means you have to pray? He says, no, whatever you do should be for the sake of heaven. You should do things for good reasons, not bad reasons. In general, when I do a mitzvah, don't do it just without thinking about it. Don't say, you know, Kenny Shadin. Any translation there? Can't hurt. Right? There's a joke like this about the guy in the shtetl. He's on he's been a good Jew all his life, and he's on his deathbed, and the rabbi comes to say vidoy, and the guy moves, and he sees that there's a tzelem behind the pillow. The guy says, what's that? He says, well, Kenny Shadin. It can't hurt. So again, we shouldn't be doing like that. It shouldn't be b'safek. When you do it, you should be sure that this we're doing the mitzvahs. This is what we want to do. Like it says early on, you have to give it your all. When it says that you have to do avodah shebelev, it means you have to put your whole heart into everything, not that you have to daven. What it says in the Medrash, it's just a what's called an asmata. It's an illusion in the Torah, but it's not actually an obligation. Or perhaps it is if you find yourself in a difficult situation, right? At that point, you should pray. But to have to pray every single day, the Ramban says it's not true. So there's a basic machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban as to whether there is an obligation to pray at all. The Rambam says there is an obligation to pray every day, once a day, every day. The Ramban, Nachmanides, says that there is no such obligation. It is a right. You're only obligated to pray if you find yourself in what's called an eis tzara, in difficult times. According to the Rambam, women have to pray as much as men. According to the Ramban, women don't have to pray as much as men. I mean, neither of them have to pray. Now, this is, of course, all the biblical requirement of davening. The Rambam goes on to explain, well, where did Shachris Mincha Narev come from? So that was, of course, rabbinic. When we said in number two that there is a rabbinic requirement to daven, that's Shachris Mincha Maariv. So the rabbi tells us then after, Kevin Shagol Yisrael be made in Lucha. That's if anyone wants to follow this in the English afterwards. A Russian is Arab Pras for Yavan. So when we went into exile and we were sent to Persia, we were sent to Greece, Bashar Ubos for Nodalem Banum Barzo Sagayim, and we were living where children were born in foreign nations. Osama Banum Nisbabus Vasam, their languages got confused, the children, Vayos Safa Kol Echem Echem Murevis Milshonos Harbe, that the languages got other languages mixed in. Kevin Shayayav Vidaber Inu Yachol Vidaber Kol Tsarcha Beloshon Achas, people couldn't speak in one language. Elash Bishibush, things got confused. Shnevo Vineyam Chatsi Medaber Ashdodis. People didn't speak Hebrew. So again, because of this situation, the Rambam tells us, Kevin Shira, Ezra, Beis Dino, Kach, Amdu, V'tiknu, Graham, Shimon, Esri, Brachas, Alaseda. They went and they said, okay, we're going to have a standard form of prayer that everybody will say, and that was the Shimon, Esri. And what are those? Shalosh Rishono Shevach Hashem, the first three are praising God. Shalosh Achronos, the last three are Hodaya, are thanks, as we said. How many middle are there? What? On Tuesday. So again, it's called Shemona Esrei. But you would think 12, but there's actually 13, right? Because the Shemona Esrei has 19 brachas. It's an inflation thing. We ended up picking up an extra one along the way.
Where's the extra one? In the requests?
Or yeah, in the requests. That's why it's 13.
13?
Yes.
I have two questions.
Well, you should ask then. Don't be shy.
One has to do with, so you said it's rabbinic, grace after meal.
No, grace after meal was biblical.
Where it says?
Number two.
Oh, it's from
Darabana. Darabana means rabbinic.
Yeah.
As in rabbi.
But there's like a semicolon between
that,
though. No, rabbinic. Right, so grace to what? So
you mean benching is
biblical. Benching is biblical.
Oh, Daraisa. Oh, I'm sorry. So what are the brachos? The brachos are any
brachos that you say? Any other bracha besides benching, like hamotzi or shahakal, they're all rabbinic. The only bracha besides benching, which might be biblical, is Birchas HaTorah.
Right.
That's a maybe. Everything else is out. So, what? Kiddush Levana?
Yeah.
Definitely rabbinic.
Okay, I forgot my second question.
Okay. When the seated moment passes, you'll let us know.
Just in Sephardic ventures, they have like a really short paragraph for women if they're busy.
So we'll get to
it.
Just saying, if anyone wants to convert. Yes.
So davening, I mean, Avram, you say, got shoppers, whatever. So
we're up to that now. That's rabbinic. That's obviously.
That's rabbinic?
Yes. So first thing that they had to introduce is they had to introduce a form of tefillah, right? That was the Shemona Esrei. Right, because until that, you know, you just say whatever it is. Like you want a bench, you can say rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub, yay God, and that would count, right? 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 So, but they changed that and they added standard. Yes?
And when is Shemona Esrei originally put together?
In the time of Ezra, we just said.
Okay.
Okay, that was Shemona Esrei. That's a tefillah. Now, how many times a day? So, halacha hey. They then decided that they're going to have the amount of tefillah you have karbanos. There's something called the karban tamid that was brought every day. One was baboker, one was bein harabayim, one was in the morning, and one was in the afternoon. Right, so that would be shacharis and mincha. B'chol yom sheyesh karban musaf tiknebo tefillas shlishis kegon karban musaf. On Shabbos, for example, where they brought a korban musaf, we would daven musaf, or on Rosh Chodesh, or on Yom Tov. But tefillah sheneged tamid shel boker, we nikras tefillas hashachar. Tefillah sheneged tamid shel ben abayis, he nikras tefillas mincha. But tefillah sheneged musaf, he nikras tefillas musafin. Right? What are we missing still?
Maariv.
So that's good that we have the next halacha. V'chein hiskinu she'ad mespal tefilas achas b'alayla. Then they also added you should do one at night. Sherei eiver tamid shal bein rabbi misakim v'hochin kol alayla. Because they would burn the afternoon korban through the night. Shenema hi ala. Ki'inyin shemar eva voker v'tzarayim asicha v'ahema v'yishma koli. So therefore they added marv. V'ein tefilas arv is chova k'tefilas shachas mincha. There's no... Marv isn't really the same type of obligation as Shachris and Mincha is. This is talking about for men. But despite the fact that it's not really an obligation, everybody's accepted upon themselves that they daven Marv. Okay, so there you go. So that's the history. So we've now completed the Rambam. The Rambam says that, in fact, women had to daven on a Daraisa level. Then they added the Tfilas de Rabbanan. Now the Tfilas de Rabbanan, are those mitzvahs asei shos man grama? Mm-hmm. Are they mitzvahs asei? Are they positive?
Yes.
Are they time bound?
Yes.
Yes. Right? So it would seem that according to the Rambam, the idea of prayer for women is limited to the original biblical obligation of once a day, every day, something. This addition that it has to be certain words, it has to be a Shemona Esrei. This addition that it has to be Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv, that did not apply to the women because that was time-bound. That was the opinion of, that would be the opinion of the Rambam. What about the Ramban? Now, according to the Ramban, they're not adjusting anything because nothing existed. So the Ramban had a very different verb. Before we get to that, we'll just put in a note. The Medrash talks about women davening, and it says Vatis Palel Tzchana in the second parak of Shmuel. You know, Chana prays for her son. That was in the first parak. This is after she's giving thanks. Mikan anu lemedim shenashim chayavos betfila. We see from Chana that women have to daven. Shechein Chana haisa mispalels yudches brachos. In fact, she was the original person who set up the 18 brachas. And it goes through the list is what they are. Now, that's pretty interesting.
She davened because she wanted something.
Right, but she davened Shmona Esrei, it's saying, which is really interesting. Because the Rambam said, that's long before Ezra.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because she's before the Beis HaMikdash, and Ezra's after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So we're talking centuries beforehand, according to this. Now, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, in number 7, Nashim avadim she'af al pi she'p'tur mikriya shema, even though women do not have to say shema, chayavim betfila, they have to daven. B'nei she'hi mitzvah sasei shelo hazman grama, because it's a positive commandment, which is not time-bound. Who's that following?
The
Rambam. Right? Which the Shulchan Aruch generally does follow. And also children, when they're old enough, have to daven as well. The Mishnah Berurah points out that kol zeh l'das haRambam, the Shulchan Aruch says the women have to daven, that's following the Rambam. Shirak zmanei atfila him b'divrei sofrim, aval ikar mitzvah tfila him in haTorah. Because he says all the ideas of the times you have to daven, that was a later addition. But really, davening has nothing to do with that. Shemol l'ravdo b'chol l'vavchem, ezo avo shu shebalev, hav yom ezo tfila. However, for the women, there is no specific words that have to be said. According to the Rambam, they can say whatever they want. Assuming they praise God, you say, oh God, you're the greatest. Right? Help me get through the day. Thank you. Yotze. Right? That's all you need. That's all you need. Right? That's the most basic. According to the Rambam, you've just been Mekayim Mitzvos Aseh. Right? You give Shevach to Hashem, you praise the Lord, you made a request, and you said thank you at the end. That's all what you need. However, he points out that the truth of the matter is we don't follow the Rambam. While the Shulchan Aruch does, the majority of the opinions do not follow the Rambam, but rather they follow the Ramban. So therefore, he said, this whole idea that you have to do this, this is all according to the Rambam, it's very nice. In fact, but that's not exactly the way he followed. Looking at the third line, Kosev Magarab, She'afos Pish, as far as Nagu Rov Nashim, Shebis Palm, Yudches Betimidos, Betimida Shachar Ve'erev, Lefisha Omeras Beyab Boker, Samchon Natira, Ezu Bakasha, said, even though women, in fact, follow this, and most of them don't in the days of the Magen Avram. They were not davening Shemoneh Esrei three times a day, or even once or twice a day. Rather, when they washed their hands in the morning, they said a bakosha, a request. One of those, help me get through the days. Right? They have these sidurim, or tchinis, that women used to say, right? Which was a special request for what they would need. So mostly, he said, women rely on this. In fact, they don't daven during the day, they just do this request. Avodas HaRamban, however, this is only the Rambam. The Ramban says, she'ikra mitzvah fil hi midivrei sofrim. The entire idea that we daven at all was introduced by the rabbis. It was not a doraisa that they built on. They were the first one who invented tefillah. Up until then, it was an option. If you wanted to, you could. If you didn't have to, they added shachris and mincha, and also ma'ariv was not.
They being the rabbis.
Yes, anshe kenesas hagadolah. V'af aviv shehu mitzvah the same midivrei sofrim shezman grama, and even though that's time bound. To rabbinic time bound, and women are generally exempt from all time bound positive commandments. Afil midivrei sofrim, even if it was rabbinically instituted, kagon kiddush levana, for example, blessing the moon. Still, when they made this takana, they made that women also have to daven shachris and mincha just like men. Why? Ho v'tfil hu bakoshas rachamim. So we have a concept, for example. So do women have to sit in the sukkah?
No.
No. Do women have to hear the shofar blow?
Yes.
What's your second guess?
Yes.
No.
No. No? No? You got on the second guess. No. Women technically do not have to hear the shofar. But they're allowed to. They get a mitzvah if they do. We encourage you to come. But technically, you do not have to. Do women have to like Hanukkah candles?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
why?
Because
Afheim Hoyu also an ace, because they were involved in the milk. Do women have to eat matzah on Pesach?
Yes.
Why? Because they were also part of the miracle, right? Because this affects women as much as men.
They have to do tshuva too.
Mm-hmm. Right? Right? Okay, but there is not a direct relationship between. And we have one of the reasons we hear the shofar is because of tshuva. That's one of the several reasons, but that's not really the mitzvah itself. So therefore, the Ramban says women need stuff as much as men need stuff.
But to light Hanukkah candles. When
right.
Candle,
correct. Just like
I
but you can light for him as well if he's gone or something.
Yeah.
My wife has a.
Then you'll have to light, right?
But right. There's some time to time when I find myself on a business trip to Denver on Hanukkah. In those cases, I have my wife light for me. Right.
You don't light here.
No, I don't light here.
You don't?
Nothing.
Because you're supposed to light in your own home.
Right, nothing personal.
So what if you're away, your whole family is away? What do you do?
So then you've got an issue. So again, it's
don't you have like a temporary home?
Right, so again, it's your whole family, you're
just saying, what if somebody was having that situation?
Right, so again, it depends. You can partake, if you're staying in a motel, let's say, so that's your house for the night. If you're staying by someone else's house, so you can...
So if you're staying by somebody else's house, then you don't light.
Depends. There are different opinions on the matter. But, you know, but assuming there's somebody in your house, it's better to light in your house. So I'm very progressive. I asked Ted. He said, I shall my wife light. So that's what I did.
When I was in Israel, I was
going
to rock in my relatives. They saw somebody in the house. They worked for me.
Hmm?
I didn't ask why.
That's fine. Right? So just like Hanukkah, there's this idea that women are just as required as men. And just like there is this idea also by Pesach, the women are just as required as men because it doesn't affect them any less. So too, the Ramban says, when they introduce the idea of tefillah, it applies to men and women equally. Unlike the idea of the Rambam, that there was a mitzvah for the both of them. And then they added something, so that addition was only for men. according to the Ramban, that there was never anything to start with. This was the entirety of tefillah. The Ramban says, women, therefore, have to daven regularly, just like men have to daven. What about Arvit? So at the end, he throws in as follows. He says, so therefore, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, he says, three lines from the bottom. Aval, tefillos arvis, shehu reshus, arvis, which itself was never made obligatory, even though men have accepted it as obligatory now, women never accepted, therefore women do not have to daven ma'ariv. Only shachris and mincha. What about musaf? Do women have to daven musaf? It's filas and musafin, but tzlach kosta beturos. The tzlach, the note of Yehuda said women don't have to daven musaf. Abo b'sefer magin gibarim, pasul chayavos. So it's a machokas whether women have to daven musaf or not. But the Mishnah Berurah says that even though it says in the Shulchan Aruch that women only have to daven a minimal amount, and many women rely on this, truth be told, women have to daven shachris and mincha, but not ma'ariv and perhaps musaf. The Aruch HaShulchan goes one step beyond, and he is in fact of the opinion that women have to daven ma'ariv as well. They say, but, which, you know, that's because women's have their rights.
Let's stop the show.
So, in fact, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the women have to daven shachris and mincha. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, they have to daven ma'ariv. Truth be told, this is not, as my understanding is, the tradition among the majority of women. Why is this so? So the Kloisenberger Rebbe, in the Divrei Yetziv, offers why perhaps women do not necessarily follow this.
Where are you at 10?
So I'm at 10. Number 10 now. So he offers two potentially logical approach. One is makom gadol lo mashanoshim sheyesh lahem banim ketanim v'dipum aleihem, women that are raising young children, chashishu she'edei tefilasim lo yuchlu tapo behem karoi. If they take off time to daven shemona esrei, they're not going to be able to pay attention to the children. V'havi ka'osek b'mitzvah potem min ha'mitzvah. This is like, if I'm doing one mitzvah, I don't have to do another mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah to raise your children. Therefore, if you're involved in raising your children, you do not have to daven. He said the truth of the matter is that he doesn't accept that answer all that much. He's not that excited about that. However, the next one he's more excited. He said, still, I can defend it as follows. Kaven the b'shas ervin. Since it says in the Gemara, yachluni riftar midin tefila shnevar shich, shuchris lo miyayin, etc. As it says, olam yimod adam es asfam yachol lechavin l'nitis palam. In general, the rule is you should only daven if you can pay attention. Now, in the event that a woman is running a household with little children that are running amok, odds are that not only will their tefila hurt their ability to take care of the children, but the children running amok will take away from their ability to daven. What? So then this. So
then she could say it.
Then what? Well, then she should daven, and he gets the morning off. Right? The logic would be the same here. So this is the idea that what's offered by the Kloisenberger is that in the case of women that have young children, either because it'll affect how they're taking care of the children or it'll affect how they're davening, they can rely on the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and just have one bakasha. In fact, the son of the Chofetz Chaim wrote a biography of his father. It's his number 10. And he writes about his mother. He says, "Imi zal kemat lo hispala kol zman shlo yatsanu mitachas yada." My mother never davened as long as we were in the house. Because the Chofetz Chaim says she didn't have to. So even though the Chofetz Chaim is the one himself who writes in the Mishnah Berurah that women have to daven shachris and mincha, he told his wife that she doesn't have to as long as the kids are around. Right?
The kids are 25.
Right? And they still can't behave themselves.
What about grandkids?
That's right. for the Svaradiyot, Rabbi Omer, number 11. Nishalti ibn Noshim chayvus par shot tefilos biyom or daven tefilah achas shel shmona esrei. He says, do women have to daven three times a day, or is once enough? So it's a long tshuva. The bottom line maskana, the bottom line the dinah she'ein noshim chayavos min adinah spal shol tefilas payom. They're not doing three times. Ela dai betfila achas payom. They should daven. Ravaji says one time a day, either shachris, mincha, or mariv. They should do eishmon esrei, one of them. Mas tov shetiya razu tefila shachris. Best would be if you did shachris, because then you get birchas hashachris as well. What if a woman wants to daven three times a day? Tavol bracha, that'd be great. So Rabbi Avadi Yosef says that women have to daven Shmon Esrei once a day. But if they want to daven more than that, it's a very good thing. So the bottom line is as follows. That really the Mishnah Berurah writes that women should daven twice a day. The Aruch HaShulchan says they should daven three times a day. There are people that are lenient on young mothers that are busy. However, people that are not yet married or people that have children outside of the house and they have time, there is no... it would seem that, according to Rav Avadia, at least once a day they should daven, preferably twice, and then according to Aruch HaShulchan, even three times would be an appropriate thing to do. Now that's talking about Shmon Esrei. What about the rest of davening? The Shulchan Aruch says, Noshim v'avodim peturas mikriya shma. Women do not have to say Shema. V'deshi mitzvah sasei shazman grama. But this is time bound. V'nochon hu l'ramdom shekabalem o malchus shemayim. But they still should be makabal o malchus shemayim. They should accept the yoke of heaven. What does that mean? The Ramah says, even though they don't have to do the full Shema, women should at least say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They should say that at least once a day as well. The Mishnah Berurah says, what about the brachas before and after? So that they're putter. Pachor mi brachas kriya Shema, the yeshem gam kein zman kavua. Because the brachas like the kriya Shema are time bound. However, there is part of Kriya Shema that women hardly do have to, and that's called Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? Every day there is a mitzvah for us to remember that we were taken out of Egypt. Right? We say in the Haggadah, I thought it was only the day, says that even nights, that we have to remember day and night that we were taken out of Egypt. So day and night, every day, is that positive? Yeah. Is it time bound?
Yes.
No.
Would you say
every single day, day and night. Oh. So that's not time bound. That's all the time, right? So the Mishnah Berurah says, according to many opinions, women should try to do that as well. That they should somehow or another. So again, if you say Shema, the third paragraph of Shema, the end of it is remembering Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That would be okay. As that would cover that as well. So if that would be possible. That would be good. Five lines from that. Psuke Dezimra. The women have to say Psuke Dezimra, the parts before that. So he said, take a look in that. And he says that, in fact, the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, yeah, women should say that as well. How about Birchas HaShachar? Charatol is a name of Brachas HaEloi Yesh Nam Zman. This thing had to say a certain time. And the assumption that he makes is that women should make the Birchas HaShachar. Now, this is interesting. A person is not allowed to eat before they daven. So if women would not be obligated to daven, this would not be an issue. If women are obligated to daven, they have to do it before they eat breakfast.
So it's time bound.
What?
So then it would be time
bound. No, it wouldn't be time bound. You can not daven until 4 in the afternoon and then eat breakfast then. Right? The Torah is not bounding it by time. Your stomach might be making it time bound, but practically it's not. Right? However, unlike men, who have to daven the entire shachris before they can eat something, women just have to daven part of it. So therefore, it is a suggestion that women do the brachas hashachar before they have breakfast. But that day, in fact, if you remember, even according to the women who didn't daven, who just said something, when would they say the something? When they wash their hands in the morning. Why would they do it then? Right, so therefore they could eat breakfast. That's why you do it early in the day.
So can you, instead of saying shachar, can you do mode ani?
So mode ani. So mode ani, in fact, is hoda. Right, so therefore you still need, it doesn't count for the shevach. If you add to the moda ani, that could count.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. And then you can eat?
Right. So again, if you do birchas haTorah, there's a lot of things on the list that would count for it. So again, if you do anything that involves, even the simple, you know, like God is great, get me through the day, thank you, you can eat. All right. Now pass the Cheerios. That would be absolutely fine.
Wait, when this where it said Pesuka de Zimra is we're obligated. Who said that?
The Mishnah Berurah.
So is that the whole thing?
So we will get to that.
Oh, okay.
Number 15, Nashim Mevarchos Birchas HaTorah. Women have to say Birchas HaTorah. That's no argument on that. The reason for it is interesting. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha says, why? I thought women didn't have to learn Torah. If they don't have to learn Torah, how come they have to make a bracha? Right? You can't have it both ways. You can't tell us we can't learn Torah and now we have to make a bracha on it. That's not fair. One is that women have to learn things that are related to women. Women also have to know how to keep Shabbos as much as men have to know how to keep Shabbos. The Chayavos Lomar Parshas HaKarbanos Kamosha Chayavos B'Tfilah. Just like a woman has to say daven, the woman also has to say karbanos at the beginning of davening. And those are pesukim, so you have to make birchas haTorah. But that was an interesting back door there. Mm-hmm. But they just announced that women have to do karbanos. Right? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That women, in fact, are chayiv to say karbanos as well. So therefore, I've been wondering how come there have been so many good seats available in the women's section at Shachris and Mincha these days. You know, I think we could fit one or two more in if we had to.
Who says we have to be here to do that?
No, you don't have to, but you know, you're cordially invited.
We dive in for example.
Well, you know, if you want to dive in Vasikin at home, that's fine, you know. So, the bottom line is we have here the Ishei Yisrael, which is a modern book on tefillah, gives a brief synopsis of women, what they should dive in depending on how much time they have available. Okay. If a woman does not have time to daven the complete davening, say the adifius, who tefillah tzara. If you only have a little bit of time, do one of these little prayers. That's if you have a very minimal amount of time. And that's the shakolel shevesh shevach bakosha v'hoda. A little something where you praise God, you ask for something, and then you thank Him. That, in fact, is enough to carry you through. If you have more time, tefillah shmon esrei. Yes?
Why is it required to ask for something? Why not say thank you and...
For what?
For my life, for the way the day's going. But why is it always to ask for something?
Because that's what tefillah is. I mean, this is the definition. It's these three parts.
Got it.
Right? In fact, according to the Ramban, who says there's no mitzvah, it's because that's what it is.
Got it.
If you have more time to feel Shmona Esrei, more time than that, Birchas Emes V'Yatziv, right, the bracha before Shmona Esrei, because that will give you Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim and what's called Smicha Geula Tefila. It will put the Yitzias Mitzrayim together with the davening. Right? Then, if I have more times than that, Birchas HaShachar. More time than that, Birchas HaTorah. Then Pesukei DeZimra. What does Pesukei DeZimra mean? The Hainu? Baruch She'amar Ashrei Yishtabach. Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, Yishtabach. So that's the beginning, the middle, and the end. Right? More than that, Pasuk Rishon Shel Kriyat Shema, Ubar Shem Kvel Machuso. More than that, right? The rest of Pesukei DeZimra. More than that, Shlosha Parshiyos Shel Kriyat Shema in Birchos Hosea.
Well, Kriyat Shema is really low down there.
Kriyat Shema is really low down there. Right? Surprisingly so, right? For men, it's a very different list.
Where did the Shema come in after Pesukei DeZimra?
It came, what? It came after the partial Pesukei DeZimra before the complete Pesukei DeZimra.
Oh.
But then the rest of the Shema, the other three paragraphs, are after you say all of Pesukei DeZimra.
Right. Yes?
In terms of time, so there's an element of Kavana, mm-hmm. and there's time, so... You could either say all of those things in a short amount of time, or you could say less things but have have more kavana.
It's better to say less with more kavana. That's true for men and women alike. Okay, so in 3 minutes from now, if anyone hasn't davened mincha yet, there is someone out there, so we will be davening next door, and I think...
what's special about the mincha today?
We're going to have Laney, we're going to have Torah. It's going to be great. You'll love it. Okay, thank you.